My talk today is not so much a sermon, but it's a public Memorial Day observance. It was first written by Tom Shepard, who was a U.S. Army chaplain, and 2008, I think, is when he first gave this. I've modified it just slightly to update it a little bit, but it spoke to me when I found it. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. It's more than just another holiday. It's more than just a day off from work. It's more than a day that we can go to the lake or a day that we can have a barbecue. It's Memorial Day. It's a day set aside to remember those who have given their lives for the freedom that we as Americans all share. And freedom has never come cheaply. More than 1 million Americans have died in wars fighting for the freedom that we enjoy today. In the Civil War, 498,000 Northern soldiers were killed and 133,000 Southern soldiers. In World War I, 116,000 American soldiers died. In World War II, it was 407,000. 54,000 American soldiers died in Korea, and over 58,000 in Vietnam. 148 died in Desert Storm. And as of 10 a.m. on March the 27th, 2011, just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, there were 44,421 American soldiers that have died. And 31,931 wounded in action in Iraq. Of course, there were other conflicts and casualties as well. So more than 1 million Americans have died in wars around the world fighting for the freedom that we enjoy in this country. We have the freedom to vote for our leadership in this nation. We have the freedom to debate who we should vote for or not to vote for. We even have the freedom to poke fun at those who are running for office. And we have the freedom to say our piece when they win. We also have the freedom to worship or not to worship as we please. But let me say it again. Freedom is never free and never has been. So today we gather to remember. As a airman and NCO in the United States Air Force, I can tell you that not all countries of the world enjoy the same freedom that we in America enjoy. I've been to Southeast Asia and other countries, and I've seen how people live there. Their definitions of justice and freedom are not the same as ours. Believe me when I say that oppression is still rampant in many parts of the world. We as Americans enjoy the freedom that we have because someone has paid the price for that freedom. Freedom is not free, but it comes with a price. We who are gathered here today realize this fact, and we pause on this day to remember. In the Bible, the words remember, remembrance, and memorial are found more than 230 times. God reminded his children in the Old Testament to remember that they were once slaves in Egypt. He also commanded his people to observe certain days of remembrance. In the New Testament, Jesus said that every time we approach his table, we are to do so in remembrance of him. Today, on this very day in America, and tomorrow, people of all ages, ethnic backgrounds, and faiths are joining together to remember the sacrifice that our servicemen and women, in wars past and present, have made so that we can enjoy our freedom. These brave men and women have made the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I can gather here and remember. And we do remember. In John 15:13, the Bible says, "No one has greater love than this, that one would lay down his life for his friends." Our servicemen and women have been willing to do that very thing since the founding of our nation. Some of you here today are veterans. I'm honored to be able to speak to you. You've all had friends and relatives who have served our country with this distinction. I pray that on this Memorial Day that you would remember them, that you would honor them with your thoughts. But before I finish here today, I want you to remember one other soldier. His name was Matt Maupin. He grew up in the suburbs of Cincinnati, Ohio. He saw the images of 9/11 on his television, just as you and I did. And his sense of patriotism played a big part in him, of him enlisting in the Army Reserve in 2002. At 6'2", 220 pounds, and a boot size 15, Matt stood as a gentle giant of a man. He served in the 724th Transportation Company out of Bartonville, Illinois. Matt was reported MIA, or missing in action, on April 9, 2004. A familiar term associated with military families is resilience. It means to spring back, rebound in the face of adversity. For almost 4 years, his parents, Keith and Carolyn, worked tirelessly to ensure that the search for Matt and four other missing soldiers remained in the public eye. They founded the Yellow Ribbon Support Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. They sent care packages to deployed service members. They provided moral support and encouragement to deployed troops and families. They truly showed resilience. Matt was finally found on March the 29th, 2008. Not the way that anyone has hoped. They found what remained of his body. He was brought home. No church building was big enough to hold a crowd for his funeral. There was not enough space. So they held a funeral in a Major League Baseball stadium. It was filled to capacity to honor a soldier that gave his life fighting for the freedom that you and I have today. Today, on this Memorial Day, Matt's family pauses to remember, and we also pause to remember. But before I close, there's one other group of unsung heroes that I wish to recognize.
The silent ranks. I wear no uniform, no blues or army greens. I am in the military in the ranks rarely seen. I have no rank upon my soldiers. Salutes I do not give. But the military world is the place where I live. I'm not in the chain of command. Orders I do not get. But my husband is the one who does. This I cannot forget. I'm not the one who fires the weapon, who puts my life on the line, but my job is just as tough. I'm the one who's left behind. My husband is a patriot, a brave, a prideful man. And the call to serve his country, not all can understand. Behind the lines, I see the things needed to keep this country free. My husband makes the sacrifice, so do our kids and me. I love the man I married, soldiering is his life, but I stand among the silent ranks, known as the military wife.
Those military wives, in my opinion, are the true heroes. Without them, those of us that did go would have had nothing to come home to.